Simon, I know, was very moved by this story. I mean, we were both aware of Alice's plight from hearing about it in the media in 2011. But when she sadly passed away, Simon was moved to write initially, I think, a poem about Alice. And then he put it on Facebook and said, if any of my friends out there who write music would like to set it to music, then go ahead and do so. So that's what I did. And we thought, having done that, why not put it out on some of the distribution sites as a single that people can buy and raise some money for the charity.
I was sort of moved by Alice's sense of spirit and fun that she showed throughout her illness, how she fought for herself and for others. When her mum finally announced that Alice had sadly gained her angel wings in January, I was moved to write the lyrics. Sporting whales in the sea, meet the PM for high tea. I hope to do all these wondrous things before
I get my angel wings. One of the things she mentioned in the blog was that obviously normally people have, say, to the age of 60 or 70 to achieve their bucket list, whereas in all reality she was probably going to only have to the age of 16 or 17. So one of her themes on the blog was really to achieve her bucket list before she gets to 17, and I think she achieved a fair few things, and you know, that's inspirational to all of us, I think, to get out there and do these things while we can. I may swim with a shark. I recorded it in my garage, so it's, if anybody downloads it, it's maybe not the most professional sounding song in the world. It's not as polished as if it had been recorded at Abbey Road, but basically, you know, hopefully the spirit of it shines through, and it's for a good cause. So it's almost like making a donation with a free song attached as well. So yeah, that's the way I'd encourage people to. My 18th birthday drawing. It's available on both Amazon, iTunes and CD Baby, and the cost is 89p, so maybe people can download it more now.